Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Premium Plast Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjiwala from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Premium Plast Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Chetan Dave, Managing Director. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Dave. Over to you, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome you to Premium Plast Limited H1 FY25 earnings call. Thank you for joining us today. At Premium Plast, we have always been committed to delivering high-quality, precision engineering plastic components across diverse sectors, and our relentless focus on innovation, operational excellence, and customer satisfaction has enabled us to navigate the dynamic market landscape successfully. Coming to the financial performance of the first half FY25, we have achieved commendable financial results, and our total income has maintained at around 23.27 crores, reflecting our ability to sustain revenue levels despite external challenges. Regarding EBITDA, our EBITDA has increased to 5.44 crores, making it a year-on-year growth of 7.74%. This improvement underscores our operational efficiency and cost-effective cost management strategy. Our EBITDA margin has been achieved at 23.39%, and representing a year-on-year growth of 191 basis points. This margin expansion highlights our focus on high-margin products and services. The net profit has rose to 2.61 crores at around 9.25% increase compared to the same period last year. This growth reflects our commitment to enhancing shareholder value. The net profit margin we have improved to 11.2%, a year-on-year growth of 105 basis points, indicating our strong bottom-line performance. Coming to the strategic initiatives, in line with our strategic vision, we have undertaken several initiatives to drive growth and diversification. Our product diversification portfolio, we have expanded into sheet metal manufacturing, making it a significant diversification of our product portfolio. This move allows us to offer a broader range of solutions to our clients and tap into new market segments. Operational efficiency-wise, we have continued to invest in advanced manufacturing technologies and process improvements to enhance our operational efficiency and product quality. Regarding sustainability, we have committed to sustainable manufacturing practices and have implemented measures to reduce our environmental footprint, aligning with global standards and customer expectations. Market outlook, looking ahead, we are optimistic about the opportunities in key markets, including automotive, industrial components, and specialized packaging. The demand for precision engineered plastic components remains strong, and we are well-positioned to capitalize on the same. We plan to expand our market presence by leveraging into diversified product portfolios, stronger customer relationships, and we aim to increase our market share in existing sectors and enter new markets. We are investing in innovation, and we'll continue to focus research and development to introduce innovative products that meet the evolving needs of our customers. We also enhance the customer engagement by strengthening our customer service and support capabilities. We aim to build long-term partnerships and ensure customer satisfaction. Our Performance in H1 FY25 reflects our strategic focus and operational strength. We remain committed to delivering value to our shareholders, customers, and employees. I would like to express my gratitude to our dedicated team for their hard work and to our stakeholders for their continued support. We look forward to building on this momentum in the second half of the year and achieving our strategic objective. Thank you, and I look forward to engaging this session ahead. I request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you just mentioned about you had gone for a diversification by going for a sheet metal. So is this a new category of the product for the new clients you are targeting, or we have inquiries from the existing clients and for to meet their requirement, we are going for this? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your question. It's a good question. Basically, it's primarily for our captive consumption. We were buying a lot of sheet metal parts from our vendors and other suppliers. And this move is one major step towards backward integration, whereby cost reduction and margin improvement is focused. But yes, this product category is very vast, and we look forward to adding new customers related to this product line. And that will definitely add to our product portfolio.
And what was the new capacity of the sheet metal?
See, currently we have started with our captive requirement. So this is in tune of around currently 150 tons per annum. And this can be expanded up to 400-500 tons. So depending, going forward, we can stretch the limits capacity extension as per the customer requirement.
So in the same plant where the current 150 tons has been started?
Yeah, same plant and then some additional. Yeah, we have. We have our Indore plant.
Expand it.
Yeah. For the Pithampur plant, we have capacity. We can stretch it there, yeah.
Okay. And how much you would have invested in this? And this is through IPO money, right?
Yeah, part of it. But this was already ongoing prior to that also. But yeah, part of it, it's not. Majority of it was already planned earlier, yeah. So
what would have been the total capex till date in this sheet metal?
Pardon?
What would be the total capex you would have spent on it till date in the sheet metal?
I need to go into the numbers. I really need to go into the numbers.
No problem.
I don't have data offhand ready with me. But yes, we can give you the data. Yeah.
No problem. And sir, as you mentioned, this is a backward integration. So initially, we were depending on some suppliers and that is where
Yeah.
So this is backward integration coming in the picture, I mean, coming into existence. How much EBITDA margin we can see that? And the H1 which we have seen this EBITDA margin, is it because of that?
Not because this has just started. This has started in actually recent months. So, not contributed to that. How much we going forward, we'll be gauging it and maybe within a quarter or so, we'll get more clearer picture regarding them. But yes, it will definitely improve. It is a step towards that improvement of quality and our margins, yeah.
Okay. So, we manufacturing this product which is metal and plastic. Am I understanding it correct?
So this sheet metal is these are metal products which are manufactured using steel sheets.
Our main product categories.
Our main category is plastics. So because we make a lot of products which has a metal also as a part of it assembly. So like steering wheel has a complete inside metal insert. So all these things are integrated into one.
Okay. Are we supplying directly to this client name which you had mentioned in the presentation, or we are the suppliers to their tier and suppliers? This is the, I mean, just to give an example.
No, we are tier one. We are majority, we are tier one. We do supply tier two, but majority of our business is tier one.
Tier one, but not directly to the OEMs, right?
Yeah, OEMs.
No, we supply to OEMs or the tier one supplier of the OEMs?
No. We are tier one.
You are tier.
We supply to OEM. We are registered vendor. Yeah, 90% of our customers are in that space.
Okay, and then in that case, how much of their requirement is met by us? Let's say, for example, at ZF. So, how much of ZF requirement is met by us?
For this, there are categories of every OEM. So, its category of plastic and rubber parts, we may meet almost 50% of the requirement.
Their requirement.
Yeah.
Our product 50% goes to them, or their requirement 50% is?
No. Their product, their requirement, we meet almost 50% of the vehicle parts requirement.
Okay. And sir, if I can take one more question, any new product pipeline under the process?
Yeah, we have already mentioned in our IPO this of factors and everything. Yes, we are going ahead with some newer product portfolios related to our existing line of business, that is polymers and plastic. And definitely there are a lot of products being planned and under R&D right now.
Okay, so we can see those products start contributing from FY26 onwards, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for explaining my questions, and I'll join back with you. I have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Bansal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Sir.
Hi.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that what is the rationale behind diversifying into sheet metal manufacturing?
Yeah, ma'am, I just answered to the previous question that this is our backward integration initiative, whereby we are buying a lot of sheet metal. We were buying a lot of sheet metal from our suppliers and vendors. And in order to improve our margins as well as get better supply cost quality delivery ratios in our integration. So that was a major reason to get into this field of manufacturing. And yes, our by adding this to our portfolio, we definitely look forward to adding more products and customers in future under the same product line.
Okay, all right. And then what is the projected contribution to revenue and profit?
So that, as I said last to the last caller also, that we are, it's a nascent thing right now. We have started, so the actual data are being worked out. Currently, it is more on the captive front. So we are concentrating on, or rather, we have concentrated on replacing all our suppliers' the products, and it has already been accomplished the task. Now we are looking at avenues for generating more and more business through this product line. And within coming quarter or two, we'll be able to give you a better idea on this. No?
Okay. So my next question is that how is Premium Plus positioned to capitalize on trends it's targeting industry like automotive, industrial, electrical or packaging industries?
Yeah. Yeah. So Premium Plus has been very aggressive player all along, and we are definitely seeing a very good growth going forward. India being a very aggressive player in automotive industry and industrial segment, so there is a year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter growth being observed continuously, and accordingly we have gone in for IPO, and we are going to, already the CapEx has been planned and being executed to get us this growth momentum. So the industry is really doing well. And we looking forward, we see a major impetus of growth, you know, in all these segments which we are catering to. So that is evident from our customers' focus also and our own assessment. But yes, it's a great future, and we look forward to gaining more and more momentum.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering the question.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagdish Shetty, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations for a good set of results.
Thank you. Thank you.
So yeah, like my first question is, can you explain what are your CapEx plan for next 1 or 2 years, and how will this investment will support your future growth and profitability?
Yeah. So as we have mentioned in our IPO plan, that we are expanding our existing plant capacity at our Pithampur works, whereby we are going to extend our existing plant and machinery, and by installing newer, larger size capacity machines in order to cater to the ongoing projects which are there on hand with the existing customers. And we will definitely be adding some new customers as well. Some R&D is going on. So as mentioned in that, the same plan, the trend is being followed. The CapEx will be in the tune of what we have already stated. So
okay,
it's an ongoing process, and it's a journey which has already begun, and in the coming quarters, you'll definitely see the effect of that, the coming financial year. And we are on that trajectory. So that has been already being executed to the plan that was laid down earlier.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you throw some light on your current debt level and debt equity level ratio?
So I need to can I just take it, because right now I don't have the data right now available right now, right at this moment with me. So
okay.
We will get back to you definitely the exact numbers. Yeah.
Okay. So my last question is, like, as you will be knowing that there was so much fluctuation in raw material prices, so
yeah,
does it affect your company's cost structure?
Yeah. So there will be always volatility in the market for the raw material prices, and it does impact a little bit because it's all averaged out. Generally, our costings are based on averages. So either high or low, it gets averaged out. You know, it has always been considered that way year on year. So sometimes it affects, but then if it is either too much, then by negotiation with the customer and also our cost reduction exercises, which we continuously undertake, we definitely are able to tide over such volatility. And that has been observed from decades now. Like, we have been in the industry since 3 decades. So
right,
these are there. Challenges do come, and we face them. And we really have been always come out as winners. You know, we always been able to manage them well.
Okay, great. So, sir, do you have any fixed vendors or some vendors where do you get usually some at a discount rate, or do you just go for the best vendor who gives you at the lowest price?
The kind of market we are into, the kind of product portfolio, these things are very, very predetermined, and the suppliers are all multinational and giants. So the gradations and all are all predetermined. You can't change them because of the technicality. So these are definitely very, very strictly followed, regimen, whereby we stick to those. Suppliers are all standardized and predetermined already. You know, if we have to change, then there is a process to be followed, which is a long process. So it's not like open market buying or something. I mean, you can't keep on shifting your vendors. Most of them are predetermined and already
approved by our system.
Okay. And sir, I have seen in your recent highlight that you have expanded into sheet metal manufacturing. So
yeah.
Can you share me some of your strategic, or like how will you expand it and what are your strategies and any growth revenue guidance for it?
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the previous follow-up discussion that we are currently engaged in this manufacturing. We started this from the purpose of backward integration. That is our captive, we were buying a lot of sheet metal parts for our existing assemblies and supplies to our customers, and those are being right now rationalized by adopting to, you know, manufacture these products. Going forward, because the technology is available and now we are getting expertise into this manufacturing line. So we'll definitely make a use of it and get more and more products added to our portfolio as well as the customers. So yes, it's a new opportunity for us and we definitely look forward to capitalize on this.
Okay, so thank you and best of luck for your upcoming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur from VT Capital. Please go ahead. Ms. Tara, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
Yeah. My question was that do we have any research?
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am. Your voice is not very clear. I would request you to please use your handset.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question was that can you just provide that any recent product in innovation or pipeline and their market reception?
Yeah, so one area where we've entered, again, I would repeat the same thing, that it is sheet metal, whereby these are line of products which are kind of backwardly integrated with our current product portfolio. These are the child parts which are being, which were being sourced, and now we have started manufacturing, you know, we have added this capacity. Going forward, we are entering into number of new product portfolios, and those are currently being tested and R&D activities are going on. So yes, definitely we are entering. Plus, we are also adding new and new products in our existing portfolio by entering into agreement with our existing customers for the newer product, their new product, you know, so thereby we are adding lot many more products, lot larger number of sizes of parts to our existing portfolio. And these are in the pipeline for next 2-3 quarters. We are already booked for these kind of activities.
So, as you mentioned about R&D, I would just like to know how much we are currently spending on in terms of the revenue percentage and how much we are like, how much we are going to put extra in the R&D part?
So the thing is that generally in our case, R&D means we work based on customer design. You know, it's like we are suppliers which are not proprietary patent holders, but we work as per supplier patent, I mean customer patent. So R&D here in our case is about development, more of development rather than research. So we develop newer products based on these you know, their demand, their requirement. So most of our efforts are towards development of their designs and their parts, and for which we are also supporting them. So there is not we are not a research based company, but we are basically following their requirements, which are already been sort of planned by them. So
yes, I got it. So so the next question that is based on the same thing is that how we, like we are developing something, how we are protecting the intellectual property and what currently we are doing to maintain the competitive edge?
Yeah, so we always enter into NDAs with all the customers, and we also engage all our vendors with the NDAs, and these are very complex production product portfolios whereby the competition is there, but it is very niche. So we are all covered by these IPRs and other things. Everything is, we are bound by a lot of manufacturing and development systems. Like ISO 9000, you must be aware, but automotive and other industrial manufacturing practices involve far more complex standards like IATF 16949, ISO 14000. There are a lot of complex standards which are being followed, and these are totally preventing, you know, misuse of these kind of, you know, threats, you know, regarding IPR and other things. So they are well covered and everything is documented.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Sheth, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mahesh, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please. Due to no response from the current participant, we will move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Swaraj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Swaraj, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, are there any partnerships or collaborations in place to enhance product development?
Currently, no. We are on our own individual company. We have our own setup than our own team of people. But yes, we are open to collaborations and other things, if especially technological collaborations, whereby we enhance our skills to cater to more new products and add more customers, you know. So yes, we are open, but currently we are not having any collaboration, especially the foreign collaborations or something like that.
Okay, and what is the typical timeline from product development to market launch?
So again, we are not end product manufacturers. So it depends on the customer to customer. So yes, in classic automotive case, it takes about 6 to 8 quarters for launching, from inception to launching of a vehicle. You know. So that is a gestation period. Generally, it takes 6 to 8 quarters to launch a new vehicle. In the current scenario, earlier it used to be double that time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. My question is, what debt repayment has been done post fundraise from IPO, and what is current date and average cost of interest?
Ma'am, I'm not able to really listen properly. Can you repeat the question?
Yes, sir. What date repayment has been done post fundraise from IPO?
Repayment, debtor repayment.
Yes. Date.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Date repayment after fundraise from IPO.
We have repaid the capital, term loan to our bankers, as committed in as planned in our IPO spend. So that has already been executed. And what was the other question, ma'am?
What is the current date and average cost of interest?
Rate of interest, currently what we are availing?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is around, I think, 9.25 or something.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir. And my next question is, what is current capacity utilization and when the new capacities will be operational?
So we are currently utilizing around 80% of our capacity and keeps on fluctuating between 75 to 85, and we are targeting to get this to reach around 90%+ in the coming quarter or maybe in the next half year or so. And that is always the goal, to achieve our around 90% plus capacity. So that is already in progress, and yes, we will definitely achieve, because there are a lot of new projects on the pipeline.
I have another question. How is the company adapting to changes in consumer preferences within its target market?
So we have a very niche consumer base, another very, very peculiar customer base, whereby we are a tier one OEM vendor, you know. So our approach is very different than a retail consumer, you know, based company. We keep on adapting ourselves to the newer technologies, to a newer quality systems, and we keep on enhancing our skills, train our manpower and our teams in order to adapt to the better practices, and definitely the customers also help us doing this. So this is always continuously updation of knowledge, technology, quality systems and all these things which keep us continuously evolving. You know, it gets us to the current, you know, required. Yeah, it keeps on building up for that.
Sir, and I have another last question. What percentage of Pune is currently invested in research and development?
So, as I mentioned to the earlier caller also, that we don't do research, we do development. Research is done by the OEM. So, they do a lot of R&D in designing a particular final end product, and we are supporting mechanisms to execute those. So we develop our tools, molds, our raw material processes and other things in order to suit them. So it's not more of a R&D, but it's more of development. You know, we are supporting to them. So the money spent is generally in a different cause, and it's a different ball game altogether.
Okay, sir. Good to hear, sir. All the best for success, yeah. And congratulations once again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mahesh Sheth, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're audible now.
So my first question is, what are the main competitors? Who are the main competitors? And what differentiates Premium Plus in the market?
So we have not real competitors in that sense, but yes, there are vendors like us who are already registered with these customers, OEM or non-OEM, mainly OEM customers, and there will be like every OEM will have two or three or four different vendor choices. But we are there in this industry since last three decades, since 1995, and we have given continuously advantage of QCD, that is cost, quality and deliveries, whereby the customers have always relied on us, and in fact they have we have so much good rapport with most of our customers that they divert those products which were being manufactured by other vendors to in our portfolio. So we have continuously upgraded ourselves. We have outperformed our competitors in that sense, and we always try to innovate, you know, in this domain. And we have got those results. The results are for us to, you know, show you.
Okay.
So we have done well. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. So my next question is that is our company H2 heavy as per our client's performance, or
Madam, can you just be a little louder?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying that is our company's H2 heavy as per client's performance? Like our performance in H2 is like...
Yeah, it's always agreed. Because these are capital, the OEMs basically are capital intensive industry. Somehow in India it has always been a H2 heavy segment. So yes, it is.
Okay, so can you give some guidance for H2 FY25 over H1 FY25?
So it will be in the same way, definitely better top line compared to H1, and in line with what we have been doing, performing the same EBITDA and net margins. So the percentage will definitely be maintained and may improve a bit. Yeah. So we are looking at good growth. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you once again for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check, like, as we are the suppliers to the OEM, so do we have any presence in the replacement market also?
No, ma'am, we don't do replacement. Because that's a very murky place, yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, are we also looking out, do we have any presence in the export market?
No, not at present. But now. We can definitely. But currently, our domestic play is really good, and India is really growing well. So we have a lot of opportunities within domestic market itself. But yes, we are open to it. Currently, we don't have exports right now.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to check, like, we supply mainly to the heavy vehicle, commercial vehicles and the tractor, this segment, or we are also into the the passenger vehicle segment?
No, we are not into passenger vehicles. We are mainly into commercial vehicles, tractors, as you correctly said, and some allied products. Currently we are not with passenger vehicle segment.
Any plans to get into it?
Oh, yes, we are open, definitely.
Okay.
Because it's a similar kind of requirement of production. We are quite equipped to handle those kind of orders as well. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, I also asked you about the EBITDA margin in my first round, like we are seeing, but I was just, my more focus was, is it because of that seat is coming into the picture? But then I was just going through your presentation and I was seeing it, like, our EBITDA margin has gone from 3% to 13% in FY24, the first quarter of the current year, we reported 16%, and immense expansion in the second quarter to the tune of around 23%. So, what is contributing to such a great expansion in the EBITDA margin, and going forward, is this 23% sustainable with the upward bias, or what is your outlook on it?
Yeah, so as we had continued the story we had been mentioning during the IPO launch itself, that we have done a lot of work towards shifting from a low value, low size product based to a higher, larger part product base, which is, enhances this capacity.
Value for product has been added.
Yeah, product portfolios have been continuously being upgraded to get into this segment. And also during these COVID years and other places, we have learned much more tighter control on our processes and systems and rejection controls and lot of things. A lot of work has gone to people enhancement, training, all these have added to these manufacturing practices, better manufacturing practices. So that is
And going forward, we can see upward bias to continue, or we can set we will be in the range of 23 to 25%.
That currently we will follow, we see this continuing in this range. We are definitely working hard to achieve better results. So yes, we are definitely hoping to do better also. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Saki from Kirin Advisors for closing comments.
The conference call of Premium Plus Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference. Have a good day.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.